Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle back here in the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We talked LSU Clemson coming up tonight. College football playoff, the national title game in New Orleans. LSU going into it 4 to 5.5 point favorite, depending on when you check in on the sports books. For us here, you know, this has been a talking point really since James Franklin first mentioned after a loss to Ohio State 2 years ago, being great versus being elite. So we're looking at the college football playoff, where Penn State is and where what they need to do to get a little closer to that point. And just what are the thoughts off the top of your head, Greg, about where Penn State sits? How close are they? Are they recruiting at a level, you know, that you believe that they can get there on a consistent basis?
Yeah. To me, it all starts up front. You know, you look at LSU and you look at Clemson, and what they have that most teams don't is a very good offensive line and an elite defensive line. And you can't win these kind of games. You can't get to this point in the season without those two things. I mean, you need pass rushers who are disruptive and who pretty much will do what it takes to impact games and make plays and sacks and all that. And you need offensive linemen who hold up for four quarters and then the moments when the chips are on the table. So to me, I think Penn State's getting closer in both regards. Might be in the minority here, but I somewhat wonder if their offensive line's not closer to where it needs to be than the defensive line.
I don't know. I mean, that's a really good way of looking at it. I in some respects, you know, experience and experience playing together is such a big deal when you talk about offensive line play. I'm a big fan of the Phil Troutwine hire. I think that this is a group between the experience and the depth. I think they've got some really good pieces, and I think you could be right about that. I think, you know, Clemson in particular is an interesting case study because they have pulled players that Penn State has wanted pretty badly. You know, looking at Brian Bresee in the 2020 class, just a man-child of a player. We thought, you know, going back to around this time last year, that Penn State had a viable opportunity. You know, he's from Damascus, Maryland. He's from close to Penn State's backyard. You look back at Christian Wilkins, what is that, 6 years ago or so now, and Clemson going into New England and pulling him at the last moment. There's just, I think I've said it before, you know, if you're one of the biggest, strongest, fastest guys in the country, and you are interested in playing for a national title, what programs are you looking at? There's really only a handful.
Yeah.
And I think that has shown to be how recruiting has unfolded, and Penn State has done a really, really good job. But until they are close to being in that conversation, that if you want to play for a national championship, you have to go to one of these schools. That list right now is what? Ohio State,
yep.
Alabama, Clemson. I think LSU is very, very close because they recruited at a high level in the past before. And I think that they, you know, them playing in the national title game it could be a nudge in that direction. Georgia is there. Outside of them, who else are we talking about?
Yeah.
Anybody?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Oklahoma is always going to be in that conversation to make the playoff, but they'll never win a game in the playoff. And
not if they can't stop anybody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just interesting where college football is. And, you know, you can use that to push back against an expanded playoff, but you know, really, it's just not great for the sport, I think, in the long run, to have the balance of power so concentrated on just a very select few programs, and very select few programs getting the opportunity to play in the playoff every year. So Penn State.
So you're a proponent of moving to eight? Yes,
I'm for eight.
Yeah,
and I don't know. I mean, I haven't really come up with. I hate to be a guy who points out problems without suggesting a solution, but you know, I think eight, where you know the five Power Five conference champions get in, is a good starting point. Then you've got a couple at large. You have a group of five option. I don't think it's perfect to say that every conference champion gets in. I think there'd be some gray area where you've got, you know, maybe three of the best six teams in the country residing in one conference, and only one of those is guaranteed anything. So I admit that that's not perfect either. I just think in general, and I didn't expect us to go in this direction, but that's okay.
That's okay.
I think in general, the idea that college football shouldn't change because you want to protect the sanctity of the regular season, it just sounds like nonsense to me.
Yeah.
College football is different because every week matters. But at the same time, I mean, what other sport can you say that you lose once you're behind the eight ball?
Right.
You know, the best teams in the NFL are going to go 13-3. They've had 3 weeks where they're not their best. In football, that's going to happen. You're not going to be your best. I don't know. I just don't think it ruins college football to take that element off the table.
Right.
Expand the playoff. It doesn't change the fact that the regular season is important.
So, yeah, right. So the only reason I asked that in the context of this conversation is I just wonder if Penn State's chance to get into the playoffs isn't, you know, until they expand it to eight. Because even we've seen that, you know, even with four teams, it just feels like someone's always going to get left out that deserves to be in there more years than not. I don't know if this year was one of those years. It probably wasn't. But I just think a school like Penn State would be helped by an expanded eight playoff system because, you know, Michigan and Ohio State would be too to an extent because the Big Ten kind of – well, Minnesota, you know, this year, I mean, the Big Ten beats itself up pretty good, as do other conferences, of course. But, you know, I just think that – The more avenues you get for other teams to be able to compete in the playoff, the better. Now, you know, Memphis probably would have been the group of five team that got in this year. So I'm not really sure how I would feel about LSU Memphis. But I certainly would watch it. And I think that's really all it comes down to at this point.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would watch that. And I don't know. I mean, it's just an interesting time. I see the point that the top four teams, if you throw an eight seed in there, the likelihood of them getting blown out. But at the same time, I think there's going to be a lot of years where a number seven Penn State team, I don't think it's crazy to think that they can play with the number two team.
Yeah.
You know, whether that's Ohio State or Clemson or whoever, I think on their best day, they can hang with those teams. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking at the college football playoff, the national championship game, and where Penn State is in this conversation exactly. You know, my belief is that they are a team that maybe once every 4 or 5 years, the hope is to cycle up and to take advantage one of your more experienced teams. You got a good quarterback. You cycle up, you make a run at it. Then I'm not sure if Penn State is at a place where they can do that consistently. While we're talking football, conference championship week is also here in the pro ranks. Four teams, two games, so little time left in the season. You don't miss out. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This week only, you bet on any star player to score the first touchdown of the game. You get 10-1 odds. Doesn't get any better than that. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code KSN for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonuses comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Penn State, as we look ahead to 2020 a little bit, they're in an interesting position because this should, on paper, be one of James Franklin's better teams in 2020,
yeah,
I think. Agreed. Now, there are moving parts, obviously. There are questions about Sean Clifford being the right guy, Sean Clifford being a guy that can lead your offense and be prolific. The new coaching staff coming in, there are questions, I get that, but there's also a huge amount of experience coming back.
Right.
A huge amount. And really it starts up front on the offensive line, the tight ends, the running backs. There's a lot of interesting pieces here for Penn State to believe that they can cycle up and they can do some damage next year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think that The biggest things will be, again, what does Phil Troutwine do to improve the offensive line? How does Kirk Soraka make this offense a little bit more creative and a little bit more interesting? And what will Penn State's defense do to fix not only tackling problems, but issues they had in the secondary in 2019? I think those are the three big things to watch for. And then, you know, another one would be what kind of job is Sean Spencer going to do replacing Etor Gross-Matos and some others? You know, another thing that as we sit here and talk about it Monday, is what's Chaka Toney doing? Is Penn State going to have one defensive end starter or two? We don't know the answer to that yet. But I think those are the things they're keeping an eye on at this point.
Yeah, but, you know, I think in general, though, it's a team that's it was built for the 2020 season. When you look at all the sophomore and freshman type players who played last year, it's an interesting group. I just think to boil it down to the college football playoff and where Penn State can improve and get better, you have to probably do better. I know it doesn't always come down to star ratings, but there's a pretty firm connection to be made between star ratings, average star rating, yeah, and your ability to match that on the field. If you are averaging, what's Penn State averaging? Maybe 1 5 star per class on average.
On average, yeah. In the Franklin area, yeah, it's about right.
I mean, it's going to be hard to get into that elite of elite conversation when Clemson, for example, in 2020 got three out of the top seven players in the country or something like that. One of whom is a quarterback. One of whom is from Penn State's backyard. I don't know what to say as far as narrowing that gap. What I think needs to happen is that Penn State has to get into the college football playoff before they can see any kind of, you know, lifting of the lid on the recruiting front. It'll be interesting to see what happens with LSU as far as that goes too,
right?
Because they've been just a notch below the real blue bloods as far as recruiting goes. Will they see a bump this year? I couldn't help but see when Joe Burrow is thanking Ed Orgeron, he's crying at the Heisman ceremony. Like,
yeah,
that is a recruiting moment if I've ever seen
one.
Is. Plus, they've got a new hype video every 15 minutes,
right?
Coming out, really well done stuff. So, yeah, it'll be interesting what comes first. You know, reaching the college football playoff, do you need that to really raise your level of recruiting? That'll be an interesting case study with LSU.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that ultimately what it comes down to is Penn State needs to, again, continue recruiting well, continue investing money in facilities. All these things go hand in hand together. James Franklin's not wrong. As you try and climb the last, third of the ladder, I guess you could say, to get to the highest rung of the college football playoff, that's when it becomes more and more difficult. So, to me, I just think that's the area they need to make big strides in. It starts along the lines, and everything works from there.
To close the gap, you know, Penn State has worked to get to this point. This is the hardest amount of gap to close. And James Franklin has talked about it a lot. It's about all the little things, and Penn State needed to do them at an even higher level to get there. So we'll see. We'll take a quick break for now. Jeff Brown going to join us in just a moment, talking some Penn State basketball, back-to-back losses for this Nittany Lions team. Where are they now, and where are they going? We'll start to find out right after this.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.